Hello everyone, myself Reena Pujara. I am having an industry experience of 6 years and into teaching since last 6 years. As we have discussed in our earlier chapters that how important is to maintain a good and healthy industrial relationship. But at the same time, this is only possible with a healthy workforce. And to achieve this healthy workforce, ILO has set some standards and conventions which an employer needs to implement on timely basis in his organization. And to have a proper check and control on this, at the same time, we have certain policies designed by our Labor Administration Department after collecting information and data which are relevant to the current situations prevailing in the society and in the market, and with the help of parties associated with this labor policies or labor laws. So the major parties connected are employer, employee and employee organizations like trade unions. Further, we here talk about labor administration, about discussing certain concepts and areas where labor administration, you know, designs labor laws and policies. The need of formulation of labor policies and programs and their implementation has increasingly acquired importance because of. Now here we have discussed too much on, you know, designing of labor policies, rules, regulations and legal frameworks. But then why it is important, or why the study has gained so much of importance? So these are some of the reasons. The development of industrialization. As we know, predominantly we were agricultural based economy, but later we have, you know, developed a strong industrialization culture, and now also implementing, you know, current trends into our industry is also very important to be competent enough in the domestic as well as international markets. So at the same time, when I talk about competent human resource or the labor factor, plays a very important role to keep any industry ongoing and to give a boost to grow that industry to the international standards. Expansion of the size of the workforce. Now when we talk about industrialization, that is mushrooming of industries, that means many industries settling down a particular country or a state or a place. So when there is increasing number in the industries, at the same time a workforce requirement by this industry will also increase. So when there is industrialization, at the same time there is an increased number in the workforce. Growth of labor laws and regulations. So this is again an impact, or you can say a result of industrialization, increasing number of employees in an organization and increasing number of frictions and conflicts and grievances happening in this organization gives birth to certain labor laws, policies prevailing in a country. Adaptation of welfare and other programs in the field of labor. Now, as I told you, we want to become competent enough, you know, in the national as well as international markets. So somewhere this labor or workforce is going to contribute to its productivity and competitiveness. So here it becomes very important, not only the economical point of view, but social point of view also, you take care of your employees. Economical point of view, we take care of by providing them monetary benefits. But when we talk about social benefits that needs to be provided to an employee and to develop healthy workforce, they are non-monetary benefits such as welfare, benefits provided to the employee. Increasing importance of trade unions and employers' organization in the economic and social life. So earlier when we say trade unions were somewhere illegal in a country, but now it has a legal status. They also have certain rights, responsibilities, authorities, participation in an organizational decision making process. So somewhere at the same time when industrialization is at a growing pace, even the trade union has gained too much of importance while taking some sensitive decisions, which is going to affect the cluster of employees. Growing international interactions in labor matters and a host of other development. Now, as I told you that ILO is an international organization, but at the same time, as being a member country of ILO, we also have improved a lot on our labor policies and provided much to our labor workforce to come up with their creative ideas with healthy industrial relationship between employer and employee. This field is gaining too much of importance because somewhere they are showing direct results when it comes to profitability of a company and contribution of labor workforce in increasing the profitability of an organization. Somewhere this is gaining a lot of importance. At the same time, human resource management has come into existence, which also focuses on human beings, that is called as assets of the company, human resource management. As such, administrative arrangements of one form or another have been made in various countries of the world for preparation and implementation of the labor policies, laws and programs. So here, when we talk about labor administration, their roles are not restricted, but then the major areas of focus are, of course, designing labor laws, labor policies, and implementing programs in organization, and teaching management how this particular labor policies and laws are going to equally benefit not only employee but employer. Labor administration involves a coherent national labor policy, a coordinated system, organization integrating the active participation of management and labor and their respective organizations, and appropriate human, financial and material resource for an effective and efficient services. So here they have spoken about all possible factors of production, which is definitely financial, that is capital, then material, operation, etc. But we cannot just leave behind human resource, which contributes a lot to organizational development. So yeah, labor administration somewhere along with the capital factor, the material factor, is bringing equal importance for the man to be given a due importance. To participate in the growth of an organization. So here it is acting as a coordinating system between all factors of production, different parties associated with it, and somewhere it is trying to integrate it as all of the parties involved here can benefit out of it. It also involves preparation, administration, coordination, checking and review of labor policies and programs. So here, not only preparation, but implementation, administration, that means the checking whether these policies are really working or not, whether they are acceptable by parties or not, and reviewing it, and again redesigning if there are any gaps identified. And enforcement of labor laws and regulations, and establishment and enforcement of standards in the field of labor. So when again and again we are talking about policy designing, enforcing, implementation, re-implementation, designing and redesigning, it is all to focus on a very important resource, that is labor, that is human resource. So here we can benefit out of it to increase efficiency and productivity of the organization. Labor administration is taking care of not only designing, but to find out whether the designed policy is being implemented timely, or is required to be reviewed again, or is it matching to the current situation or not. An important feature of labor administration is the involvement of employers and employees' organizations. Now, when I talk about employers' organization, it is definitely management organization and industries. and employee organizations such as trade unions. So they are also involving, as we have already discussed about this in detail, that how they are involving such organizations in taking decisions and framing policies which can be easily acceptable and which are relevant to the current situations. In various areas and at various levels of labor administration. In various areas, that means now say for example related to the health of employees, related to safety of employees. So in different areas they are taking opinions from both the organizations, employers and employees. Labor administration is primarily concerned with labor affairs and administration of social policy. Now, when I talk about social policy, it is definitely different from economical policy. So, as we talk about social policy, it doesn't only focus on the monetary part or the monetary benefit which employees are going to get from organizations or management of or industries, but we are also talking about few non-monetary factors which are directly or indirectly boosting up morale of the employees, motivating employees, feel them very happy to come at their workplace. So, say for example, working conditions. So, when I talk about working conditions, there are several factors which contribute to working conditions like a healthy drinking water, hygienic place to work, overcrowding. Now, what is overcrowding? They have given some cubic meters wherein, certain number of employees can work. More than that, if the number goes more than that, it becomes very congested and it is called as overcrowding. So they have laid down certain criterias which will help to improve working conditions in a particular workplace. To deal with the major substantive program of labor administration, there should be central specialized unit for each of the following. Now here when I talk about labor administration, they have divided this into different areas, and to look after this different areas, though they have a central and a specialized unit, but then for every unit there will be different sets of committees who will be looking after it and who will be reviewing the points covered under this particular unit. Now say for example one unit is wages, so that committee will continuously being observing the trends going under a certain industry, changes in wages if required, timely payment of wages, minimum payment of wages, etc. Now if I talk about well-being of employee in terms of safety, so what all safety measures can be taken in an industry? Okay, who can be employed to work on certain processes or certain machineries, who cannot be employed, etc. So that is a different unit again. So for every unit, there will be different committees set up who will implement or review and design and redesign the policies in that particular unit. But definitely there will be some central control over all the units. Some of them are, now say for labor protection, so formulation of standards of protection related to working condition and terms of employment, including wages. Then there will be unit considering about labor inspection, what all criterias or certain rules and regulation regarding the inspection, what will be the criterias to appoint a labor inspector. So, what all qualifications and requirement an inspector should fulfill to become a labor inspector or inspection, to do inspection. Labor relation. Now, here to improve labor relation, what all programs can be implemented? Employment of manpower. That means certain rules of employment in a particular industry. Training. Now, when it comes to training, we have blue collar workers and other category of workers, skilled workers, semi-skilled workers. So, your training plays a major role in improving the standard of living of a worker, from converting that blue collar worker into or unskilled worker into skilled worker. And social security such as job security. Now say for example contractual workers will always have that job insecurity in their mind. So how this insecurity can be converted into job security, minimum guidelines to remain in the job, etc. It is primarily the responsibility of the Department of Labor to lay down, develop and apply sound labor policies. So primarily it is the Department of Labor of every country to design such labor laws which are benefiting both the parties, that is employer and employee. Coordinate various recommendations received from various departments having a bearing on labor affairs. Now, when we talk about recommendations, there are certain recommendations which are timely being given by ILO. So, these recommendations needs to be followed in a country in such a way that it's there is a mere acceptance by both the parties, that is employer and employee, and there are major benefits coming out of it. However, in addition to the Department of Labor, many agencies and government departments such as Chamber of Commerce, Factory and Mines Inspectorate, Social Insurance Directorate, Department of HRD and Education, Organization of Employers and Workers are involved in it. So when we talk about say labor administration, there are several other parties or there are several other units which are associated with labor administration. So few of them are already given in this list, which will directly or indirectly impact the labor policies or the laws which we are going to design. Most of the labor policy proposals may emanate from Minister of Labor himself or from his department. So most of the labor laws or policies that are being made is directly from say Labor Minister himself or from members of his department. The Department of Labor is the body which receives most such proposals and initiates the preparatory process. So this is the department who will be responsible, to consider such labor laws which are going to make a difference in the society or which is going to create a difference in an organization and industrial perspective. So they will, have a preliminary review on it and they will process this particular suggestion or scheme into a law. Now talking about say amendment in Maternity Act, what was a proposal which was initiated by in the times of Congress government by Priyanka Gandhi. So she has initiated this proposal that women should be given extended maternity leave of 6 months rather than 3 months, and she has given some valid points which was considered by this labor ministries, and finally after the struggle of two and a half years, this proposal was accepted and finally this proposal was converted into an act. In some cases, bi-party or tri-party bodies of labor courts, arbitration bodies and different ad hoc commissions. Ad hoc commissions means which are formed on temporary basis. So when the particular thing the labor law is being prepared, the commission or the committee is dissolved. So ad hoc is on temporary basis, whether the other parties are there on continuous basis, can be regarded as forming part of the labor administration machinery. So when I talk about labor administration machinery, there are different committees, commissions associated with the labor administration who will be participating in designing labor laws and policies. Few of them are permanent in nature and few of them are ad hoc in nature. Most of the work done in the Department of Labor is either professional or technical. Labor administration officials in particular service should have the basic academic qualification required for each service, especially in. Now here we are talking about, when we talk about labor administration, we view that as an department. But then department works on the member of the department. The effectiveness of the department is being judged by the members of the department. So here there are some eligibility criteria to become member of labor administration. So each member of labor administration should have some academic background and some qualification in the reflected areas such as law, economics, sociology, administrative science, psychology, statistics, medicine, engineering, etc. So they should have, you know, a proper academics and exposure to this listed areas. It is a part of the job of the labor administrator to give effect to laws governing employment and conditions of work. Now, it becomes the responsibility, you can say, of a labor administrator to give effect to the laws. That means a mere designing of the laws is not going to work. We need to have a clear understanding whether this law will be easily applicable or not. So again, when I take an example of this extended maternity leave, for some organizations, it is really difficult, you know, to keep that vacant position for so long, that is 6 months. And then in the amendment or the amended act, they have also mentioned that after the 6 months, if the woman, you know, wish to continue work from home, and if the employer is in a condition to give this particular privilege to the woman, he has to. Now, this really becomes difficult for all organizations. Again, they have, you know, made an option or a provision over there that more than 50 employees, the organization should provide crèche facility for the children of such women, maybe independent or maybe, you know, together 4-5 organization providing this facility. So this type of provisions are really difficult for any organization to implement. So while designing such policies, we should also consider that though it is for the betterment of the workforce, it will be effective if implemented. But whether it is so easy to implement this type of laws or policies in our country. Labor legislation is a necessary instrument for a government administration of labor affairs. A system of law is a guarantee for people's personal safety. So when we talk about law or policy or rules, what happens is an employee or a person feels safe that if I am not availed with the benefit or I am not given that right, I am still safe. I can approach the higher authorities and, you know, I can get into a battle with my employer or you can say organization for my rights.